I believe in miracles.
Don't say people. I'm doing business here, man.
I don't want anybody tells you words and ideas can change the world.
Pay no attention to that man behind the curtain.
90% of what you're saying ain't coming out of your mouth.
From failing, you learn.
From success, not so much.
Keep moving forward.
Welcome, welcome back to the show. This is Theo Terry, podcast producer here on the Small Business Miracles Podcast, brought to you by EAG Advertising and Marketing. And today we have a great special episode for you featuring our interns that have been here for the summer. Really excited to see what they have to offer here today for us. Kasmin, Giselle, are you guys ready to go? What do you want to say to our listeners about your show?
It's very relatable.
Kind of amusing.
Yes.
I would say it's amusing.
It's fun.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Well, we're going to dive right in, guys. Take a listen here. What's the title? What are we calling this podcast?
We're Getting Old.
Getting Old. Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. Let's see what we've got.
So we'll start with a starter question that will get us into our topics of the day. So the first question is,
what was the most popular toy to get on Christmas in 2008?
A, Easy Bake Oven, B, Elmo Live, C, iPod Touch, or D, Cosmo Robot. That one robot that like did all the coding and stuff. So the answer will be at the end of the podcast.
Yes.
What do you think it will be?
I thought it was the Easy Bake Oven.
Same, honestly, because like it has to be. I feel like it would be like the Easy Bake Oven or the iPod Touch, because Apple came out in 2007, so like maybe like
the iPod,
iPod, like maybe it popped off or whatever in 2008, you know,
the iPod.
Yeah, the iPod.
Okay, I thought we were talking about
Touch. Okay, it was so great. I loved it so much.
I never had an iPod Touch.
It was lovely.
Right. What is it you wanted to be when you were younger? Kasmin.
Personally, I wanted to be a firefighter. Yeah.
Why is
if
that?
If I think about it now, I don't think I would have. No. Mm-mm. No. No. I couldn't be a firefighter because, like, one, they don't make enough, and I feel like they should make more. I mean, you're saving people's lives. You're jumping into fires. Mm-hmm. I feel like they should make more. And, personally, I don't have that much upper body strength, so, like, I don't think I would be able to do that.
Yeah.
I'm not doing that. What did you want to be?
Okay. I wanted to be an explorer because those movies about explorers were really interesting, and they were really fun because they were action movies, and they inspired me. And my dad liked them, too. Likes them. And then I wanted to be a chef. Well, I wanted to be an explorer and a chef at the same time because, like, if you're an explorer, you explore. Okay, hear me out. Like, you explore new things. Like, you find new plants,
mm-hmm.
new varieties, and, like, you can make new, I don't know, like...
Friends?
New friends. No, new, like, dishes. New dishes of food.
Mm,
and you cool. could be famous for that if people like it. And if they don't like it, then...
Boy, I would have to, like, explore... in the forest or something.
I know, because the ocean is very scary. Like, we barely even know what is in the ocean. I'm not going in there. I'm not exploring.
What do you want to be now?
What do I want to be now? I don't know what I want to be now, but it has changed. I no longer want to be an explorer. I no longer want to be a chef.
I want to be a trauma surgeon all up until this year. Trauma surgeon. Well, I'm not going to say this, but, like, oh, I'm going to say it. I used to watch a lot of Grey's Anatomy as a kid, and I'm not going to be that person to be like, I can do this because I saw it on a show. Like, not like that. It's just, like, it inspired me, and, like, I started researching it, and then I started, like, different types of surgeons, and I was like, this is a really cool life, and I figured out that I want to be a trauma surgeon. But then recently, I've been, like, really loving kids, and I'm like, maybe I could be, like, a pediatric surgeon. So it kind of changed. It's a very different life, but
it's crazy.
I don't know. Nursing field will probably be for me.
Like kids?
Hopefully.
Like kids, they're nice, but they're not nice. Because they... So, Third question. What is the most memorable movie from your childhood? Kasmin?
That's a hard one because, like, there's so many movies. Like, so many movies that I really loved. But I'm just going to go with the Disney direction because I feel like that'd be the easiest. The most memorable movie my childhood would be probably Brave. If I really think about it, Brave.
Brave.
Because, like, Brave, she was really brave. Like, Meredith was really out here fighting for her life to show people that she is a powerful woman. And she's just great. I don't know. It was, like, really inspiring. Like, I don't know. And then them songs were always hitting in that movie. I don't know. That movie and Princess and the Frog was just, will always be my favorites. What was your favorite?
Well, the one I most remember and the one that I mostly loved, like every other little girl, is Frozen. Because Frozen Frozen was the thing, it is the thing, and it always will be the thing, because...
Okay, next question. So, what is something that you did in your younger age that you cringe about thinking about it now?
Slime. Slime was the thing, it was the it... girl. No, actually though, like, everyone was wanting slime, everyone was selling slime. Well, not everyone, but mostly everyone.
Yeah.
And there was varieties, so you could have a favorite and you could enjoy many different, it was like flavors, but you couldn't eat it, but it was like, you know, like,
yeah, like I had a whole store, slime store. It was great.
I had a whole business, man, in school. Well, it was me and my sister. Back to me. The sister thing. Yeah, it was me and my sister, and we would sell it for, like, $2.
Me and my friends would, like, sell. Like, we would make big ones, so we'd be, like, selling it for, like, 10, 15 bucks. And then we'd actually get it out of, like, how old were we? Like, 9 years old? We'd actually get it out of the people, and then, like, because, like, the slime wouldn't last for long. So, like, you would only have good slime for, like, good 2 months. And then it would, like, die down unless you put more borax. So it was kind of a scam. But, like, the more I think about it, yeah, more of a scam. But I mean, we had fun with it, so.
Okay. So now we're going to start talking about our thoughts on going into 10th grade and... sophomore year is a very serious, well, it's supposed to be a very serious thing. It is serious. And, yeah, let's talk about it.
I'm scared. I am really scared because, like, next summer, like, yes, next summer I probably will be checking out colleges. Yeah, next summer I'm going to be checking out colleges, which is scary because it's like, oh, my gosh.
Wait, checking out colleges, like...
Yeah, like, because me and my sister, we were talking about, like, we're going to go on a, like, college trip and, like, go check out different colleges that I might want to go and, like, apply for when I get to 11th grade. Because in 11th grade, that's when I'm going to start applying. So, and then, like, I got to find scholarships and all of that. And it's, like, really scary because, like, geez, 9th grade went really fast. And now it's getting serious.
It is. It's so shocking. Like, I feel old. Okay, this is the whole point of this podcast, to feel old, because we are in the second year of high school, and...
Am I going to make it? Hopefully.
We're going to make it. I have faith. I have hope that we both are going
to
make it.
Can I just, like, go back to, like... Can I go back to, like... 6th grade and, like, warn people about COVID and then, like, just live my life and then, because, like, jeez, I'm not ready.
But I think that COVID, honestly, if COVID didn't happen, we would be very different. Like, we would be the same as we were before, which to some people would not be great. Honestly, some people change for the better. Some people. I'm not saying everyone. Some people change for the worse.
But and I feel like.
So don't get into.
No, but I feel like also. I feel like we would have grown more if we were able to still all be by each other and like move throughout the years. Cause like with us being at home, we kind of like adapted into different ways. And I can't talk about it now.
Please. Okay. Back to the 10th grade.
Yeah.
What do you think about that? Let's talk about it.
10th grade. What do you think? I'm scared for my life.
What do I think of 10th grade? I think it's going to be a great year as long as we put in the effort to make it a great year. We can't just expect it to be amazing. Like 9th grade, you never, like, if you don't try, well, then obviously it's not going to be the best.
Yeah.
You got to put your max into the year. And I think it's going to be great.
Yeah, honestly. It's going to be great. I mean, I work hard at school, so I'm gonna be fine. I'm not ready for this big change, which is just approaching very quickly. I'm just not ready.
I know, but but you're also excited.
Like,
but
I'm excited, not, like, but also like no.
So,
how do you feel about us getting our first like job? You know, like we're here right now,
right? Okay, working. This is amazing. I never in my whole life. Well,
so like, I don't know. I really didn't even know what I was gonna be doing here. Like when my counselor was like, "Yo, you want to sign up for this because you didn't seem like you're gonna do something with your summer," and I was like, "Sure." Well, you know,
actually, what happened to me was that I got an email of like the.
I did too, but I didn't really check it like that.
But I was just like, what? This is not like the regular like emails that are sent out by the counselor.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, oh, let me read. And then I saw like recommendations. I'm like, who recommended me? Because she said two teachers. She didn't say the names.
Yeah, she didn't.
So I was just like, okay. And we're here now. And
I enjoyed it.
I am enjoying it right now because it's pretty nice.
And I feel like I made a friendship too. This is great. Yeah,
this is great. Okay, this podcast.
Super wide.
Okay, this podcast is over. Thank you for everyone that tuned in.
We didn't answer the question.
What?
The question was.
Oh, yes, the question. So now. The question was, let me go over the question again. The question was, what was the most popular toy to get on Christmas in 2008? And the answer is, Casmin,
Elmo Live.
Wow, if you guessed Elmo Live, you have such luck. Or maybe you just searched it up and you got the answer. Well, thank you. Yes. Bye.
What? Okay. Thank you for coming. And
bye. Thank you for enjoying this very long and interesting podcast talk. Bye.
Stop saying bye. We've already said that. Bye.
Casmin and Giselle, great job. Hope you enjoyed the show. Drop us a review and a 5-star rating or reach out to us at eagadv.com. And until then, keep it tuned in for another small business miracle.